can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, FreeTalkLive.com. So, lots to talk about. Your calls are the primary element if you make them. Otherwise, talk about things we want to discuss. Mark, you have a list of five safety laws that just, well, aren't cutting it.
Yeah, this is from cracked.com, and it is a great little article. It's not entirely liberty-oriented, but they do look at the facts that, in fact, most of these safety laws just don't work.
All right. Unintended consequences, perhaps, or just failure?
Both.
Yeah, okay.
It starts, really, is it ever possible to be too safe, especially when our children are at stake? Actually, yes, especially when the rule or law intended to make us safe is so poorly thought out that it either does nothing but suck up public money or it creates a ripple effect of unintended side effects. We're talking about things like speed limits. The idea is a major cause behind many fatal accidents, so it must be true that mandating lower speed limits will make us all safer, right? Like how after marijuana was made illegal, could hardly find anybody smoking the stuff? Well, it was back in 1974 that the federal government passed the National Maximum Speed Limit Law in the United States, slowing America down to a creeping 55 miles per hour. The main reason behind the law was to lower gas consumption, but President Nixon promised it would also make our streets safer as well.
That worked out.
Partially thanks to anti-speed limit activists like Sammy Hagar in 1995, it was repealed, but not everyone was happy about it. Some states...
I can't drive 55, by the way. That's who Sammy Hagar is.
Yes.
He wrote that song.
Some states and many cities still have their highway and speed limits set at near the 1974 lows, and a lot of people support bringing the 74 law back into effect before every man, woman, and child in the country finds themselves living in a horrifying universe of too fast and too furious. Here's the problem. After the national speed limit was repealed, the state of Montana removed all non-urban speed limits in their state. A few years later, engineers working with the state decided to venture out to see just what kind of post-apocalyptic death race wasteland their lawless state had produced. But what they found was that, you guessed it, on the roads where they removed the speed limits, fatalities did not go up at all.
They went down, didn't they?
Proponents of the national law still argue the traffic fatalities nationwide did drop during the national speed limits lifetime. Buzz-killing critics of the law point out that, no, they didn't. Mm-hmm. So why it doesn't work? Because this is the surprised, this surprised the hell out of us. People aren't completely retarded. As it turns out, people tend to drive at speeds they feel comfortable driving at.
Sure.
Yes, there are reckless madmen out there, but they're not going to obey a couple of digits on a road sign anyway, and just because it just becomes make work project for traffic cops. Which,
that's one of the reasons why they did it.
Yeah. By the way, even worse than speed limits are speed bumps. The irritating, jarring bumps that they put in the parking lots and such intend to physically force drivers to slow down and make their CD players skip.
Mm.
But not only do these not prevent accidents, but they do keep ambulances from getting to emergencies.
Oh, jeez.
Which is exactly the sort of thing you don't want happening when years of bacon sundaes and cookie dough sandwiches finally catch up with you.
Wow. That's an interesting point. I never thought of that about speed bumps before.
Yeah. The above link references a study in Boulder, Colorado that found that speed bumps kill as many as 85 people for every one they save. Holy crap, think landmines would have been a better ratio. All right.
So wow, that's great.
Yeah, that's funny. Three strikes laws. The idea. Psychologists have found that criminals who have committed three felonies are likely to continue committing felonies for the majority of their non-jailed lives. After wiping their feet with the whole make the punishment fit the crime thing, they decided to institute a new law based on the theory that theory and the rules of baseball. These three strike... That was a good joke, Ian.
Sorry, I was looking at
it. It was funny.
Yes, it was. These three strike laws mandate very long prison terms, up to life, for criminals who have committed their third felony, regardless of what that felony was. Surprisingly, the law did not originate from the home of Western-style retard-executing Justice Texas. I'm not sure what that references.
They execute retarded people in Texas, is I think the reference they're making.
Oh, I see. I thought it was some judge. Okay. California instituted the first three-strike law in 1994.
Mm. The law they really cleaned that state up.
Yeah. There was much better now. Crime's almost unheard of. The law was very popular at first, and a number of states adopted it shortly thereafter. California's crime rate, which had
peaked
shortly before the law's implementation, dipped significantly in the years after. This was seen as proof of the law's success.
Hmm.
Here's the problem.
Okay.
First, correlation does not equal causation. We have a grand history of ignoring this fact when it is politically expedient to do so.
Sure.
While California's crime rate did decline, so did the rest of the country's. In fact, violent crime dropped in states without three strikes laws 4.6% more than it, you know, it dropped more, 4.6%, than in states that had it, 1.7%. So why it doesn't work? Three strike laws punish petty criminals as often as violent ones everybody has in mind when talking about getting tough on crime. Men have been put away for life for shoplifting cookies.
Oh, gosh.
Videotapes. Golf clubs. Essentially equating those crimes with violent assault or attempted murder. As a result, California's prisons and jails have been flooded with hundreds of thousands of new occupants.
You know, one of the biggest problems with this mentality, this law and order, punish the criminal as to the max mentality, which is what the three strikes law is. One, two, three, max, right? You're punished
to
the max.
Often it's VOP, too, which is a real mess.
A VOP counts as a strike, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. So punish people to the max, right? That's the attitude. Whereas the examples you're giving, people shoplifting a box of cookies or something like that, I mean, these are petty crimes that could easily be handled in a situation with restitution.
Right.
If that individual pays restitution to the damaged party, then everything's good again.
The
you don't need another strike.
The box of cookies is a violation of probation. It's felony probation, so it's a felony to violate the probation. Wham! He's got a strike. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
So as a result, California's prisons and jails have been flooded with hundreds of thousands of new occupants. That, combined with many of their facilities being condemned as unfit to live in, has led to a prison overcrowding crisis.
And I'd like to also add to that, clearly the threat of going to jail over a box of cookies didn't even stop the guy from stealing the box of cookies.
The deterrent apparently didn't work.
Right. 800-259-9231.
Gosh, it was almost like we shouldn't rely on sports analogies to build a criminal justice system. That's too bad, because we have a little idea that we'd like to call mixed martial arts courtroom. I botched it. Mixed martial arts courtroom. Okay, the number three, the Amber Alert. The idea. The Amber Alert created a response to the highly publicized abduction and murder of a 9-year-old girl, Amber Hagerman.
Right, so if somebody else gets abducted, they send out an alert. The radio stations, TV stations in the area pick it up. They rebroadcast it. How could this one be bad?
It's a system to put in place to help find lost abducted children by instantly flooding the highways, radio, and television stations in an area with information about the missing kid. The Amber Alert is based on the logical principle that deep down we all want to be like Batman. An alert is a chance for any regular Joe to be masked vigilante, rescuing terrified youngsters from prancing sex-starved pedophiles. But here's the problem. Like covering up a hole in the wall with a poster, the Amber Alert system made everyone feel better without actually costing the government a dime.
All right. How is it that happens?
From 2003 to 2006, independent researcher Timothy the Griffith conducted the first third-party investigation of the Amber Alert system. He found that while state and local governments were claiming huge numbers of children rescued, they're actually full of crap. Most children were saved by the Amber Alert hadn't been in any danger in the first place. In most cases, they'd been taken by legal guardians arguing over custody rights.
Okay, so basically what would happen there is kid would go missing, nobody knew what happened. Story went out to the police. They put out the Amber Alert. Then all of a sudden, the guardian shows up and says, "Oh, I've got the kid. No problem." And so then they mark it down as, "Aha! Success for the Amber Alert system." Right?
Yep. The few children who were abducted by psychopaths usually died before the Amber Alert could even go online.
Jeez.
Here's why it doesn't work. Few things are more dangerously retarded than large groups of people. There's a reason Batman works alone.
Mob mentality.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the stupidest thing on the planet, or groups.
Mm-hmm.
Griffith and others came to the realization that while the Amber Alerts weren't really helpful in saving children, they were great in drowning the surrounding community in a tsunami of irrational fear and paranoia.
Mm.
The chance of a child being abducted by a stranger is far lower than that of a child, say, dying from drinking the bottle of floor wax that you have in the cabinet because it has pictures of lemons on it.
Yeah, it's far more likely.
The latter just doesn't become media event.
It's far more likely that your child will be abducted by somebody you know than a stranger.
Absolutely.
There's more to this story,
there is.
Right? All right, we'll get to that. 800-259-9231. We'll also take your calls about what you want. Got comments on this or bring up anything. So we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
Now, this is Bob Chapman again at the International Forecaster. What is being done by the Treasury and the Fed is to cover debt and save the financial system and not to revive the economy. At the same time, as you have gotten a taste of this week, the dollar was hit very, very hard. Also on the agenda is hyperinflation, which we predicted in September of 2004.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
These policies by the Treasury and the Federal Reserve will continue to extend the timeline for a collapse. Even Alan Greenspan says $1 trillion is not enough to remedy the financial system and economic ills. Here we are on the threshold of going Weimar as free trade and globalization collapses, perpetual currency devaluations take place, and inflation stalks the world.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Well, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks, Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
To your phone calls, we'll get back to your list of five safety laws that absolutely did not work. We'll get back to that, but we'll continue with your calls. First, Jerry in West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, how are you guys doing this evening?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you were talking about these five safety laws, which are pretty much national laws that most people are familiar with. But I think something that even is more insidious are the local laws that or ordinances that pop up every time someone gets injured. And I'll give you a couple of examples. Here, please. In West Virginia, we had a local river that was used by generations of people to swim in. It's a very nice area. It's a small falls. And when I say falls, it's maybe 3 feet, maybe a 3 foot drop.
Okay.
No one ever went up to that area. They mostly swam below it.
Sure. It's just beautiful to have, you know, it's nice to swim near some falls because it's beautiful scenery.
Right. And I grew up there. I mean, I swam there, you know, hundreds of times growing up, as most people did that I know.
So it's one of those local features that people just took for granted. Like,
right,
hey, there
right.
it is.
And so finally, some kid gets killed at the falls here about 3 years ago.
Oh, jeez.
And the first thing the county did was install, you know, some signs and some fences and says, you can't swim here anymore. Now, the county owns the property on one side of the river. The other side is private property where, you know, people have homes and so forth. So that basically effectively blocks swimming there from here on out for, you know, hundreds of people that enjoyed it all this time.
Because one kid was dumb enough to, you know, jump off the falls and land, crack his head.
Yeah, actually he wasn't on the falls, but that's beside the point. I mean, you know, this was another knee-jerk reaction. The kid's mother, you know, goes to the legislature, and they listen to her sob story, and so she ends it for everyone.
Yep. You know, probably more kids have drowned in West Virginia in their toilets than have drowned at these particular falls, but they decided to outlaw the falls.
Mm-hmm.
Another example is that we have a beautiful small park here right outside our city in our sister city, and it had a waterfall. The waterfall was about 6 feet in height, and about 20 years ago or so, kid, you know, slides off the waterfall, dies, and so what does the city do? They bring dynamite out and blow up the waterfall.
Wow.
So no one
That's
can
extreme.
Ever slide off the edge of the waterfall again.
Hmm.
Now, they couldn't get away with that today, I'm sure, but they could at that point.
That's amazing.
And other, you know, just examples, we had one of the most beautiful swimming pools in all of the East Coast, actually. It was called Rock Lake Pool, and it was a rock quarry for many years, and then when they were finished, you know, taking the rock out, they simply cemented the bottom and made a beautiful pool, actually the size of a small lake out of it. And so anyway, between the lawyers who were waiting for every kid to get hurt at the pool and the fact that the municipalities opened government pools for half price, that shut down one of the most beautiful swimming pools you've ever seen in your life. And it's just these things that crop up. Every time a kid gets hurt, there's either a lawyer or a politician waiting to shut down you know, that facility.
Yeah, no more fun allowed. Even though, as you pointed out, hundreds upon hundreds, if not thousands of people had used these facilities safely because somebody had the indiscretion to not be, not be cautious, they are ruining everybody's fun. Everything's got to have rounded corners. You got to make everything out of plastic now. Warning labels all over everything. And
you
course,
have to put rubber underneath all the playground equipment.
Yeah.
A kid's not allowed to get hurt anymore, and, you know, when we grew up, that is what taught us to be careful. And now
Absolutely.
A kid can't even is not allowed to get hurt. You put the chip rubber underneath the swings and all this. And so when the kid grows up without getting hurt like we did, when he does finally get hurt, it'll probably kill him.
Shock to the system, sure. I mean, up here in New Hampshire, you've talked about this recently, Mark, there's this law that says that if you're crossing the street at certain crosswalks, that everybody's supposed to stop, and that the cars are supposed to stop for the people that are the pedestrians. And so kids grow up here in New Hampshire being told, well, don't worry, cars will stop for you if you walk across the, you know, the street. And so kids grow up with this idea that they don't have to look both ways when, I mean, I'm sure some parents know enough to teach their kids correctly, but others are just, oh, you can cross and it's no problem. The cars will stop for you. But they don't always stop.
Yeah, it's funny you should mention that because I go to Estonia every year. And the
Estonia, the country.
Yeah, the country. And the pedestrians there always have the right-of-way. Hmm. Now, they do have pedestrian, you know, crosswalks. And when you're driving down any street in Estonia, they can literally step out in front of you anytime they want. And I've come so close to running down these poor Estonians because they have the right-of-way, and you really have to be careful. And, you know, that's just kind of crazy in my opinion.
Absolutely.
It's the same. It's the same way here in the town that I live in. And, you know, people act like somehow or another the right of way is going to stop this 6,000-pound barreling death machine.
It's an expectation
of
safety.
And they don't even look.
Right. It's just an expectation of safety that's been built in their heads, whether it's the crossing the streets or what you're saying with the kids being brought up in this rounded-off safety world. They have this expectation that they're going to be safe their whole lives. And as you said, Jerry, when the first accident ends up happening, it's even more devastating to them because they've been relatively coddled their entire life. I think you're absolutely spot on here tonight, and I thought you gave some really great examples. Do you have any other thoughts for us?
No, that's about it. I like your show very much, and keep up the good work.
Thanks for sharing, and thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Nick, did you experience any of this when you were growing up, the mentality of we've got to protect our kids from absolutely anything that can hurt them? Anything you recall, or were your parents more sensible and actually taught you to be careful on your own?
No, I pretty much just climbed trees.
That's good.
Took risks. I haven't broken a bone yet. I mean,
wow.
I've taken some falls and stuff like that. I've chipped a tooth. That's
Oof.
About all I've ever done.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've had some
that
minor.
That was when I was like 17, though.
So. I've had some minor occurrences, but never broken any bones. Tell you, Mark, broke any bones as a kid?
I had a black man in prison hit me so hard in the chest it broke my sternum in half.
Wow. Wow, that sounds really painful. Did you have to go to the hospital for that?
No, I didn't really know what was going on. So, I mean, what are you going to do? Put a cast on your chest?
I don't know.
Yeah.
How long did that take to get better?
A long time.
My goodness. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we're going to continue a list of five safety laws that have absolutely not done anything to help. Not only have they not helped, but they've actually hurt. And we'll get to that. The law of unintended consequences is in full effect tonight here on Free Talk Live. We've been talking a lot about it. And
I feel bad about my identification of the guy who broke my chest. He was a thug. My best friend's black.
Okay. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. If you want to chime in here, add into the discussion of this insane safety world that we're living in, please feel free because there are so many examples of this. There's no way we can cover them all. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up anything is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, if you want more great pro-liberty audio and video content, go no further than freemindstv.com. That's Nick's website, recently redesigned with a snazzy new logo at the top and everything. Very cool. So free videos, you get Free Minds TV, which you guys just taped a new episode today. That comes out Fridays.
Yeah, that will come out Friday.
And then also free audio in the form of the Free Minds Radio podcast, which you can also listen to live on Sunday afternoons on the Free Talk Live live streams, which is extra cool. So
Sundays, 3 to 5 Eastern.
That's correct. And that's in the afternoon. So head over to freemindstv.com to enjoy all of that for free. As we continue with your phone calls to Norway, Marius is on the amp line.
Hey there.
Hey, Marius. You're on the air.
Hey, I thought I'd tell you about one of the most insane protective measures for children I've ever heard of.
Okay, please.
That was this winter in Norway. We had some headlines there when a kindergarten required that the children were to wear helmets on their heads while playing outside.
Oh, my God.
wait, just that on the playground?
Yeah.
Wow.
Outside in the kindergarten, they were to wear helmets so they wouldn't hurt themselves.
That's so bizarre that it's just stupefying. I mean, like, I got nothing to even say to it. Norwegian kindergartners forced to wear helmets at recess.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
When you're talking about stupid measures for protection.
Yeah.
That's the absurd thing you go to. Like, when are you going to make the kids wear helmets?
Yeah.
Well, in this winter in Norway.
Why not go all the way? Why not add some knee pads and some elbow pads and,
that's,
you know, body
winter
bubble or something?
Now, hold on. You can't,
some,
You can't force poor people before you go on, Marius. But you can't force poor people to buy these expensive helmets.
Sure,
did the school provide these helmets, or did they? Did the parents have to buy them for their kids?
Well, I think the parents have to buy them. So they,
you can force
them. They can make something out of cardboard or something. I don't know.
Dear God.
Wow, that's an amazing story. And are they still doing it? Is this a new policy that's permanently in effect?
I think they actually dropped it after they were on the headlines of the newspapers.
So they were embarrassed into stopping this one.
Yeah, luckily.
Well, that's good.
Wow.
Thanks for sharing that story tonight, Marius. I appreciate the call at 800-259.
It just goes to show the absurdity.
Yep, 9231. If you've got one you want to share, maybe something that another absurd law, that another safety regulation that they put in your area, please dial in. Share it with us, because that's madness. I'm just imagining kids running around playing tag while wearing helmets.
The scary part is they might grow up thinking that's normal. It's true.
Just if you're going to leave the house, kids, make sure you put on your helmets, even if you're walking down the street.
Crazy.
But Mark, you're wrong. They can force poor people, poor parents, to purchase school supplies. They do that all the time.
Countries, I would assume that they would have bought the helmets, and I just wanted to ask. You know,
I see.
About
Did
the
they? They yeah. didn't, apparently.
Norway is a bit more right-wing than Sweden or something, though, so...
So the way it works is typically that your kid will go to school first day. They come home with a bunch of lists of supplies that the school classroom is not going to provide, but yet they need to have in order to attend the class. So they come home with that list of things, and parents have to go to the store and shell out a significant amount of money to buy their kids these school supplies. So apparently the thousands of dollars in property taxes they're paying every single year just isn't enough to cut it. In addition, they need to spend a few hundred extra every year just to buy the supplies for their kids that they need. And, of course, if the kids don't have the supplies, I suppose there is some way they can plead and beg and get on to some kind of assistance program. But most parents are expected to pony up the extra on top of what they're paying for property taxes. Let's continue the list of things here. You've got one more, Mark? Two more?
We've read three. We're in the middle of the third one.
Okay. These are five safety laws that have...
Didn't work,
had unintended consequences. Go ahead.
So this is regarding the Amber Alerts their ineffectiveness. The heightened level of fear might have something to do with the fact that more Amber Alerts were being called in with greater frequency every year and with less cause. Fully half of the alerts in 2004 were issued on children that were in no danger whatsoever. Mm. And 48 of the 233 alerts that were issued for children who hadn't been abducted at all. While Amber Alerts aren't expensive, they tie up virtually every law enforcement resource in the area, policemen and 9/11 operators that could be out saving lives and arresting minorities for driving nice cars, are instead diverted into fielding calls and chasing leads on children who often aren't in any danger at all.
Mm.
And while someone, probably in our very comments section, will cry out that even if one child's life was saved by the system, that it was all worth it. But in the case of every feel-good situation, that doesn't actually solve the problem. You have to ask if the time and energy devoted to it couldn't be spent in something that actually works. You know, like sex offender registries. Oh, wait.
Wait, was that actually the sex offender joke in the article? That's great.
Yep.
Those are an awful idea.
Yeah, correct. That comment
should be the number one safety thing that hasn't worked is sex offender registries. I don't know if it's in this. Is it in this article?
I couldn't tell you. I haven't looked at the second page, and the second page is loading as we speak.
Well, sex offender registries, in my opinion, are one of the big ones. Because,
number two.
Okay, great. Because I don't know what they're going to say, but in my opinion, the sex offender registries give parents this false sense of security, this idea that, George, all we need to do is go online and look up and see who's a sex offender in our neighborhood so we can tell our son.
No sex offenders here.
To not
come play,
yeah.
Johnny.
I mean, no, that's not going to keep your kids safe. The sex offender registry only shows you people who've already been busted for sex offenses. There's a whole world of perverts out there that could potentially do something. Now, I'd like to point out that if somebody's going to do something to your kids, it's not likely going to be the guy down the street unless he's your kid's uncle. Because it's somebody that you know, likely a family member, that's the most likely to offend as far as molesting your kid goes, or abducting, or something like that. It's somebody you know, somebody that knows your kid, not some stranger down the street. So really, it shifts people's focus away from what's most important as far as protecting their kids. Go ahead.
The idea, in theory, these registries, the sex offender registries, are comprehensive lists of every sex offender in your state, updated regularly with the offender's home location and other pertinent facts to help parents and employers avoid exposing their children to kitty diddlers. Megan's Law requires sex offenders to register and update law enforcement every time they change location. The law's namesake was murdered by a pedophile in 1994. But there's a problem. Nobody wants to be the one to stand up for sex offenders. But
we do it.
You've got to have a pretty darn good cause to make a person face what is basically a lifelong punishment, served even after their jail term is over, which sounds fine if you're talking about a serial rapist, murderer, but not when you're talking about something like public urination. You can land on a registry right alongside him.
Absolutely. I'm going to interrupt you for a moment. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Steve, listening to KBYO in Louisiana. Hello, Steve. You're on Free Talk Live.
I wanted to comment on your thing about overprotecting children.
Yes, sir.
I have an example of the opposite of that. When I lived in South America, I spent some time with an Aboriginal tribe of Guarani Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting around the fire. You know, they use these big fires for cooking. And the little kids are playing right near the fire. And I asked one of the mothers, you know, aren't you afraid that the child's going to get burned? And she said, he'll only get burned once. And I said, what? He said, because after he gets burned once, he won't do it again.
You'll
know not to do that. And then later we were over by this cliff, and the little kids are running right along the edge of the cliff. And I asked the mother, I said, aren't you afraid they're going to fall off? She said, no, they're not stupid enough to fall off. And so I was thinking, you know, can you imagine the soccer moms, you know, in America, in the same situation, they would be completely out of their mind.
They'd be terrified.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they'd be going crazy. And so later on I was talking to one of the tribal elders about this, and because it really intrigued me because I was comparing this to, you know, to the soccer mom attitude, and he said, well, if you want to build competency in children, you have to let them live.
You have to let them make mistakes.
Right. You have to let them make decisions and be their own boss and make mistakes. And if you do that, you'll have competent adults. And if you don't do that, you won't have competent adults.
I think it's a great observation. I think
we've been doing this so long in America, now we're electing them as politicians. These same kids that would have died in the fire or fallen off a cliff.
It's an interesting observation that that people in a tribe, who most folks would look down on and say, well, you're not civilized. Those who are in the tribe actually may have a better way of raising kids as opposed to those in this society who are just constantly overprotecting. 1-800-259-9231.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
I'm Don Germano with Kmart. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Kmart. We're all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents. We care about our babies, and we care about all babies. When a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm John Hewitt, CEO of Liberty Tax Service and proud sponsor of March of Dimes' premier walking event, March for Babies. More babies begin healthy lives because of March of Dimes' research and programs. And with our support, we can do even more for families all over America. Our goal is to ensure all babies will be born healthy, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to IncomeAtHome45.com right now and take control of your future. IncomeAtHome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. IncomeAtHome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome45.com. That's IncomeAtHome45.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. We've got enough time to sneak your call in. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Plus, you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Talking about a list of five safety laws that just haven't had the intended effects. In fact, they've had the opposite in many cases of their intended effects, or just been out-and-out failures, which is typical of government programs. As you look closer into any government program, you'll find that typically they don't meet the goals originally intended for the project, and in many cases create the opposite of their original intentions. A great example of that, of course, is the war on drugs. The intention was to eradicate drug use from the United States, and all but eradication has occurred. I mean, there's more drug users, more harder drugs available in the marketplace, and no sign of any slowing down. So that's one example of the myriad of government programs that have absolutely failed, and these are some more. Mark, you're telling us about the sex offender registries.
Yep.
Just not working the way they intended.
Yeah, it's also known as Megan's Law, and they were suggesting that it might be a good reason that studies show that Megan's Law hasn't done a darn thing to stop child molesters. It hasn't affected the statistics one iota. It harasses people for the rest of their lives for things as innocuous as peeing behind a tree.
Yep.
And has had no effect on child molestations.
So
it has, however, served as along with Amber's the Amber Alerts to increase the level of fear and paranoia
about neighbors
that parents have. The fact is, the fear sells for the media, mm-hmm. and the government benefits from you being scared.
Sure, because then they can say we're here to save you.
Yep.
Even if they don't.
That's what the government sells. They sell safety.
But they don't actually provide it.
The appearance of safety.
Right, they don't provide it. They just sell the sizzle, if you will.
And so here's why it doesn't work. So take a guy who's committed a crime. Now you put him on a registry that may keep him from getting a job or making friends, generally just totally isolating him from the rest of life and giving him lots of free time. Do you think that makes him less likely to commit another crime? Now, how does knowing that a sex offender in your neighborhood help? Unless he's wearing some kind of changing sex offender clanging sex offender bell around his neck to let you know that your child knows he's approaching, it doesn't protect you from a guy looking to do it again. Then You've got the fact that 95% of sexual assault victims are victimized by somebody they already know anyway.
There you have it.
So what's the point? Deterrence. As it turns out, someone who is willing to abduct, rape, and murder a child often isn't stopped by the fact that he'll get put on a registry if he's caught.
And that's a statement that you can make about a much wider variety of criminal, just in general. The whole mentality of let's enforce hardcore, let's crack down on crime, let's enforce these penalties to the max.
I'm not against really cracking down on people that commit crimes, but I think there should be far fewer crimes.
There's no doubt about that, but all of the evidence is showing, from what I've seen over time, and this is more of it, it shows that it doesn't matter how draconian the penalties become, they don't really stop
criminals do not expect to get caught.
There you go.
It's not entering their mind.
I mean, drug dealing is illegal to the point of death in some countries, and it doesn't stop it.
Yep.
It, in fact, makes it more dangerous because those who are willing to take those risks to make the profits in the black market are the more dangerous of criminals because they understand what the penalties are. So you're getting the worst element in the drug dealing business because of that. So, again, more unintended consequences.
Zero tolerance policies at schools. The idea.
This is number one. This is the big one.
This is the big one. This is the one that doesn't work at all. The idea when talking about crime, you may hear some refer to the broken window theory. This goes back to an article in the Atlantic Monthly that made the case that petty crime, if not dealt with, would soon metastasize into serious ones.
Broken window. I thought it was a broken window fallacy. You're going to tell us about.
Yeah, this is broken windows actually theory. I thought the same thing you did. So I took off the S. Consider a building with a few broken windows. If the windows are not repaired, the tendency is for vandals to break a few more windows. Eventually, they will even break into the building, and if it is unoccupied, perhaps some squatter or some become squatters or light fires inside.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Or consider a sidewalk. Some litter accumulates. Soon, more litter accumulates. Eventually, people even start leaving bags of trash and take out restaurants there and break into cars. There you have it, folks. One moment you throw your empty Snickers wrapper on the pavement, and the next, some crackhead is breaking windows and stealing cars. In an effort to save our children, which, by the way, seems to be the motivation of half of the stupid things society does, in the 1980s, they decided to introduce zero-tolerance policies in school when it came to drugs or weapons.
Right.
They would come down on a little offense like it was an act of terrorism, and if this means strip-searching a 13-year-old girl because she was caught with a couple of Advils, well... It's worth it to avoid the slippery slope towards chaos. Here's the problem.
Because schools were so chaotic when we were growing up, right?
Yeah. As you can see, they should have seen 5 seconds after it was suggested, zero tolerance removes basically all elements of judgment and proportionate punishment from the process, making it somehow even more retarded version of three strikes. This leads to things like a child getting suspended for bringing a keychain the size of an eraser shaped like a toy gun. You know, you've seen the little cap gun revolvers that they have out there. It doesn't do anything about the problem it was created to solve.
Nope.
Why it doesn't work. The study linked above is from the American Psychological Association, who found the policies didn't distinguish between kids behaving badly and ones who are simply confused or showing poor judgment.
Yep.
You even got
everyone gets the same penalty.
Yep. Bizarre cases where a kid has been kicked out of school for possession of Midol, Tylenol, Alka-Seltzer, cough drops, and Scope mouthwash. If this was an isolated incident, I wouldn't have just listed five things.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, deterrents don't work if there is no attempt to understand the behaviors they're punishing. Oh, and also, they're supposed to plan to clamp down on all offenses equally, still somehow delivers more serious punishments to minorities.
Funny how that works out.
Yeah. The potential for abuse is huge because if there's a kid you want gone, hell, most people reading this article didn't go 3 days in high school without violating some interpretation of zero tolerance. His damn shoelaces could be called deadly weapons. Is this any way to prepare our children for the adult world by making them believe that authority figures often rely on unfair, arbitrary rules, not based on any kind of logic? Or, wait, that actually may be a pretty good way to prepare them for the adult world.
You know, brilliant article.
It is. And here's the other thing about the Midol.
Cracked.com, by the way, right? Cracked.com.
Yeah, cracked. And it's,
Which is?
It was from Robert, is his name, at deadbeat.com. So anyway, the other thing about the Midol, Tylenol, Alka-Seltzer, cough drops, and Scope thing
is that you need some medicine.
I do need some myself, but I can't take cough syrup. if don't do drugs, kids. It'll mess you up for your life. If the vast majority of times the kids didn't get in trouble for Midol, didn't get in trouble for Tylenol, and then they every once in a while arbitrarily enforce it against somebody because somebody, you know, had a wild hair or had a grudge or whatever. And this is the problem with these zero tolerance laws.
Let's go to your phone calls, and you can talk about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. So we go to Stephen in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I know I got very low quality on my phone because I kind of live out in the country, so I'll be
Sounds fine. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Anyways, one of the things was when you're talking about all the rubber masks and all this kind of stuff, where I keep my children away from stuff is I'm going, don't watch TV. And I say, watch where you drive because they'll pull you over for anything these days because they need money.
Those are good lessons.
Those are the two things.
I think if you keep your kids away from the television, that could do a lot to prevent them from encountering this safety insanity because it's publicized all over the place. I mean, commercials are constantly advertising their products based on how safe they are for people to use them, and it's just a mentality that is just it's all across this society, and unlinking them from the idiot box, I think, is one of the best things you can do for your kids and providing them.
You're like, oh, then I'll leave you with this. You know, I'll let you talk. In fact, I'll hang up. I'll listen to you online. And I really like you guys a lot.
Thank you.
My rant, though, that's not with this, is something that came to my attention today. I want to rant so everybody can hear it, is this word democracy keeps coming up all over the place. And I started thinking about it, and I'm sorry to change the subject. I'll be
oh,
right.
No, this is Free Talk Live, by all means.
Democracy? What the heck is 51% you lead to 49%? Think about that, okay? Okay, and that's okay, because I guess if you got more people, whatever. But the thing is, all one person has to do is give a little bit more money, and once they got that money, they can buy the newspaper, and they can buy the sheriff, and it's a dictatorship. And I just wanted...
Democracy is just tyranny of the majority. I mean, that's all it is. It's all it's ever... All it ever has been. It's just mob rule. It's two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner, and no matter what window dressing you put on it, it's still the same.
And our republic is, you know, the democratically elected officials, it's a government by the lobbyists for the lobbyists.
I wish we had more time, dude. We're out of time. Thank you for the call tonight. Call us back tomorrow night if you got more thoughts. We have run out of time, as we always do. It has been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.